To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. Two election security bills became state law this week. One law aims to prevent insider election security threats by requiring increased video surveillance and security for voting machines, while also increasing penalties for tampering with election equipment. A second law increases penalties for harassing, threatening, or intimidating election workers. In the U.S. House Thursday, proposed measures on gun control divided two Colorado members of the House Judiciary Committee. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The hearing was charged and at times personal as members of Congress debated gun reform in the wake of multiple mass shootings. They discussed measures including safe storage requirements, bans on bump stocks, and raising the age for purchasing semi-automatic rifles to 21. But Republican Ken Buck says those ideas will not help.
It's clear that disarming Americans is not a way to reduce gun violence.
Buck also argued gun-free zones, like at schools, failed to prevent gun violence. But Democrat Joe Neguse called the measures common-sense gun reform that is long overdue. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A new report from the Federal Government Accountability Office finds the Air Force failed to use best practices in choosing to relocate Space Command from Colorado to Huntsville, Alabama. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
This GAO report comes not even a month after a separate Department of Defense report found the decision to relocate Space Command to Alabama was, quote, reasonable. Each report gives both Colorado and Alabama ammunition in the fight to keep the fledgling command, estimated to be worth about $1 billion to whichever local economy ultimately receives it. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have the chance for thunderstorms this evening and highs today close to 80. It's going to be warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.